the fixtures for you now, and so you know where Man United and Southampton are playing and who they're playing in Europa League tomorrow. So I'm just going to give you the fixtures now and then quickly move on to the Premier League fixtures. So for the Europa League, which is taking place tomorrow, there's quite a few matches tomorrow in Europe. And if we talk about the Europa League, I've got the information here for you. So in the Europa League tomorrow, we've got Man United at home to Zorya Luzhansk. So apologies for the mispronunciation. And that's a 8:05 UK time kickoff. And in terms of Southampton, they're also playing tomorrow as well. And they're playing away against Hapoel Be'er Sheva, and that's a 6 o'clock kickoff. So those are the two matches involving Premier League teams tomorrow. And I'll give you the results next week. We've got a few minutes left, so I'm just going to quickly plow through the Champions League, sorry, the Premier League fixtures for this weekend, and just give you a flavour of stats to go with it. So if I just go to the Premier League, I've got my notes here for you, and always love to prepare for my show. And if I just give you the matches, so we've had the matches so far, so I'm just going to give you, sorry, the stats for the upcoming matches on the weekend. So the first game this Saturday in the, sorry, the first match this week is actually on Friday because it's one of the Friday night football matches. It's Everton against Crystal Palace. And what I'll do, because we're running out of time, I'll just quickly give you one fact from each match. Everton have won just one of their last six Premier League meetings with Crystal Palace, drawing three, losing two, winning 1-0 in January through a Lukaku goal. And so that's Everton against Crystal Palace this Friday, the 30th of September, and it's 8 o'clock kickoff. And then moving on to Saturday is my beloved Liverpool away to Swansea City. And Swansea's 3-1 victory in May 2016 ended a run of eight games in all competitions without a win against Liverpool, drawing two and losing six. So let's just hope my team turns up on Saturday at 12:30. The next match is Hull City against Chelsea. Hull have that's a 3 o'clock kickoff this coming Saturday, the 1st of October. Hull have never beaten Chelsea in the Premier League, losing six and drawing twice. And then the next game is also 3 o'clock on Saturday. It's Sunderland against West Bromwich Albion. Sunderland have won once in the last 13 Premier League contests with West Brom, drawing four and losing eight. And then the next 3 o'clock game on Saturday is Watford against Bournemouth. And I'll give you the information regarding that. Watford have won four and drawn two of their last six games in all competitions versus the Cherries, who's Bournemouth, at Vicarage Road, which is Watford's ground. And that's the 3 o'clock kickoff. And the last 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday sees West Ham United at home against Middlesbrough. The fact for this match, I'll just give you, just looking through my notes, is West Ham United have won their last seven Premier League home games against Middlesbrough. Only versus Blackburn, nine, have they recorded a longer winning streak at home. So let's see what happens in this game. So those were the Saturday matches. If we move on to Sunday, there's four matches. So Manchester United against Stoke City is on 2nd October at 12 o'clock. And one key fact from this match is Manchester United have won all eight previous Premier League matches against Stoke at Old Trafford. Against no other side have they played more games with a 100% record. Also Wigan with eight. And Leicester City against Southampton on Sunday, the 2nd of October, kicks off at 2:15. And in this match, Leicester have lost only one of the 10 home Premier League games against Southampton, winning seven and drawing two. And the next game, also the same time on Sunday at 2:15, is Tottenham against Manchester City. So that should be the game of the season, second game of the season, third game of the season, actually, after Arsenal, Liverpool, and Man United, Man City. So Spurs have won 22 of their 38 Premier League games against City. Should they win this game, they will have beaten them more often than they've defeated any other side, currently tied with 22 wins with Everton. And the final game on Sunday sees Burnley against Arsenal, 4:30 kickoff on 2nd of October. Burnley are winless in 7 league games against the Gunners, drawing 3, losing 4, losing each of the last 3 in the Premier League. And those were the matches on Sunday. And we're coming up to the break. And after the break, we'll go on to the Cricket Hour. And lots to talk about regarding Pakistan as well. So we're going to the break now. And after the break, we'll come back at 2 minutes past 11 because we've got the news. And then in the second hour, I want you to talk about the cricket as well, especially the way Pakistan have been playing. So we're going to the break now. And inshallah, after the break, then I'll join you then.
Iman FM, celebrating its second anniversary. In the air, everywhere. On your phone, in your car, wherever you are. Iman 103.1 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You listen to me, Sister Debessim. I present the programme From Darkness to Light every Sunday at 11:30 till 1:30. And I just want to congratulate everyone listening in, all our presenters, our management, especially all the listeners, on the second anniversary of Radio Iman on 103.1 FM.
إعلان عاجل إعلان عاجل لسائقي سيارات الأجرة وسيارات الأجرة الخاصة وسيارات هاكني كيريج مستر كومبنسيتر يدفع 2000 جنيه كتعويض لطالبية التعويض لسيارات الأجرة سيارات البرستيج وسيارات الدفع الرباعي بسبب الحوادث التعويض مضمون بنسبة 100% خدمتنا متوفرة طيلة 24 ساعة على 7 أيام اتصل بنا الآن على الهاتف رقم 0114-386-3386 التعويضات تنطبق على سيارات الأجرة فقط كل ذلك وفقا للشروط والأحكام.
Khan Solicitors, experienced criminal defence lawyers in defending your rights. We can assist you get the best possible outcome if you're involved in any criminal matters, including murder, drug offences, sexual offences including grooming, terrorism, fraud and money laundering. We can provide free advice and assistance 24/7 at the police station. Call us on 0114 258 3399 at 351 Abbeydale Road, Sheffield. Visit us at khansolicitors.com. Over 20 years experience in defending your rights.
Nearly 2 years ago, Iman Media UK Limited started. Iman FM is a local community radio station. And now, in less than 2 years, we'll become a global radio station, which is currently listened to in over 95 countries. On the 1st of October, 2015, we celebrate our first anniversary. Now, it's time to celebrate our second anniversary.
Agra Restaurant's family-friendly, award-winning Kashmiri cuisine. Two branches in Sheffield. Crystal Peaks Buffet Restaurant with a la carte available. Extensive buffet with more than 60 dishes, including salads and desserts. Telephone 0114 248 2049. And Leopold Square, a la carte restaurant. Telephone 0114 279 5577. Buffet also available Sunday and Monday. Event catering for all occasions. Agra.com.
معظم علی شہید ویلفیئر ٹرسٹ کے زیر اہتمام جیلم میں قائم اسپتال میں پچھلے 18 سالوں سے علاج معالجہ مستحق افراد کو فی سبیل اللہ فراہم کر رہا ہے غریب خاندانوں اور یتیم بچوں کے لیے مالی امداد دی جاتی ہے
With your help we can save lives, educate and help reduce poverty
آپ اپنی زکوٰۃ صدقہ و خیرات ٹرسٹ کو دے کر اس کار خیر میں اپنا حصہ ڈالیں
For more info call on 0779-251-5561 or visit muslimtrust.org.uk
AP Performance, luxury prestige and performance car hire specialists. Offering a wide range of vehicles covered for self-drive hire. On your special occasions, whether it's weddings, proms, business meetings, or a weekend event, we have a vehicle that's perfect for you. Visit our brand new showroom on Kanklow Road, Rotherham. Phone 01709-830-576 or visit apperformance.co.uk. And create your memories in style.
You're listening to Iman FM, time for the news.